Wait, are we starting?
Yeah,
we just started.
Started.
Why? I mean, why? You just didn't tell me anything.
Okay, well, we're starting. Welcome back to the PCU Podcast, episode 5. I'm your host, Justin.
Your boy, James.
I still can't believe you guys didn't tell me. Mikey, hi.
Oh, I'm Oscar.
And that's
Shut
it.
Up.
Eliana and Oscar both could not be here today.
Oscar had a birthday party, but he wanted to say one thing, and I will relay the message for him. He said,
at least he showed up
to all four and didn't just come to one. So I think he said he thinks he deserves a sick day. His words, not mine.
Eliana is doing,
her typical meme. This is just a typical thing. Everyone's kind of used to this. This morning.
There's the rest of the crap.
We're
still
what?
Sorry.
What? No, Eliana's doing, what's it called? A prior commitment, so.
Yeah. She hates us.
She doesn't hate us.
Debatable.
But she'll be back next week, hopefully.
What are you talking about? She tried slitting me. Like, she got a knife and held it up to my throat. You were there.
I stopped it.
You saw. Why are you defending her?
Anyway, so last week on the podcast, we ranked all 19 Pixar movies from worst to least.
And it took that I had to leave. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, Mike had to leave right in the middle of that.
We also apologize for the audio cutting off in the middle of Oscar talking about his number one, spoiler alert, Coco. I eventually want him to get to talk about it in like a little part of the beginning, like how it is now.
Yeah.
But, and we also said to give us the typical, like, your thing, and obviously it cut off, so I don't think anyone was able to give us a potential topic.
I don't blame it cutting off, because that podcast was 2 hours.
Also, I'm sorry, I don't know if you guys can tell by the sound of my voice, but I caught some kind of virus, and I sound like I'm about to die.
Good.
That's great. That's beautiful.
Alright, I'm just going to go hang myself and make sure the rope doesn't rip this time.
Alright!
Alright, so last week we ranked Pixar movies. This week we're going to do Disney movies, but we're not going to do...
Aren't they the same?
Every single... No.
It's fucking A. We're not going to do all Disney movies, because...
We'd be here for hours.
It'd be longer than 2 hours. It'd be longer than last week. So we decided to cut it down to our top 10. Now, how this is going to work is just like last week. We're going to all start on one number, so we'll go from 10. We'll all explain what our movies are, and then we'll discuss, and go on to the next number, and then we'll go from 10 to 1.
And if I have to yell at Mikey again, I will.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. If you don't appease the Disney god, you get smited.
Dude, keep your feet off the bed, man.
They're not even on the
legs off.
Bed.
Thanks
yeah,
to Anchor for leveling the audio. In case James does start screaming.
Yeah, shout out Anchor.
Alright.
Mike, I swear to God, if something
else. Is that our sponsor now?
Oh yeah, our sponsor is because Anchor, the app we're using.
Yes.
No, okay, we don't have a sponsor.
We don't have a sponsor. Someone
shit.
Please sponsor us. I'm trying to get paid.
I'm dead serious.
I need money.
Help, please.
I need to feed my Disney addiction.
Yeah, word.
Jesus. I want that gauntlet from fucking Disneyland.
Yeah, by the way, are we going Sunday or what?
Can you press
Cassandra, if you're listening, are we going Sunday? Is that allowed?
Give us a voice memo. Okay,
yeah, let us know.
Alright. So.
James, can you, like, roll over my hero needles right there?
My bad.
Thanks.
Jesus. Okay. So.
Calm down, Kurt Cobain.
please don't talk about him. I'm sad now.
Alright. So, let's start with our lists.
No.
Here is.
Jesus, why?
What the hell just happened?
You just spit my eye.
Oh, wow. Was it near him?
Him, and it wasn't in a fun way either. Jeez, man.
Okay. It's always the fun way, and I'm around. Ah.
No, you're so right.
Oh,
no. Okay.
Oh, all right, we're not doing that.
We're teasing, okay. Justin. Let's not.
I hate you guys. Okay.
Oh,
so here goes our list of our top 10 favorite Disney movies. We'll start at number 10. Mulan.
Justin? Why the fuck, Mikey?
Mikey.
John Carter.
Snow White.
What? Okay, yeah.
Okay, so, Mikey, explain John Carter a little bit, because I actually I'm not very familiar with
him. Alright, spoiler alert. John Carter is about... Okay, I'm not really sure, like, the actual, like, time zone it's in, but it's, like, a very long time ago when there was no cell phones or pagers.
So, like, yesterday?
Shut up.
I'm pretty sure there were cell phones yesterday.
No!
Okay.
Okay, Abraham Lincoln times, I guess.
to the 1800s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, actually.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if that's actually... Is it correct?
No.
Let's just go. Go ahead.
Yeah, explain John Carter.
All right, anyway, so it's about some guy who, like, teleports to Mars, and he finds out that there's Martians, and they're at a war against each other, like a civil war, kind of. And
he ends Peter Parker show up?
Falling in love. Shut up. He ends up falling in love with, like, this alien princess, and he has, like, powers. He's basically, like, Superman on that world. Since, like,
this movie's kind of weird.
It seems really weird. It sounds weird.
I've seen this, and
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's pretty... It's alright. I thought it was just...
But the way I'm explaining it sounds really weird.
Yeah, it's making it sound kind of weird.
Can you explain it for me? Because, like,
I haven't seen it in years. But, like, I know...
In years? What do you mean?
I haven't seen it in years.
Years?
You forget he's, like...
Years?
You forget he's, like, a year or two older than us.
Years?
What the fuck?
Yes, bitch, years.
Okay.
So, like...
It's a pretty good movie. I kind of like it.
Okay.
It's not super great. It's something I would probably rent at Redbox, but...
If it was on Redbox?
Yeah. You know, eat my ass, right?
Don't tempt Justin.
Oh, shit.
All right, James, you had Snow
White.
You
know what? I forget. Can't we just be fucking guys, all right?
We are guys.
Let me fucking be a guy.
You are a guy. All right.
Justin, eat my ass without any...
That's just implying.
Oh, my God.
Snow White.
Can't we just be friends here?
I chose Snow White because this is what kind of started Disney. This was the first animated movie.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Cinderella.
No.
Oh.
It is. It's Snow White, my friend.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Sleeping Beauty.
No, it's Snow White.
Oh, you know
I
what?
I swear to God, for like a while, like...
Now that I think about it, looking, like, remembering the animation, like, how it looked, Snow White does look a lot older.
Yeah, it's Snow White's basically the thing that started this bitch. So, I think it's kind of disrespectful.
Disney cult.
Yeah, they started my... It wouldn't say started my Disney addiction, because I was kind of Toy Story. And that's... I already gushed about that.
Yeah.
That was my thing last podcast.
Go back to last podcast if you want to hear about James just orgasm over Toy Story.
Honestly. And me, if you want to hear me scream at Mike, that's also another great way to...
Oh, God. What is this?
Yeah, Snow White was really... I enjoyed it. It's something I watched a lot as a kid, and just... I probably don't watch as much now, but I had to add it on this list because it started it off, and then I really loved it, and then my little niece really loves it.
But it did not crack your top.
Like, it does not crack my top 5, no. Okay. It wouldn't, like, nah. It barely cracks the top 10.
Is it safe to say that most of the, like, the older stuff is not in our top 5s?
Okay, I'm not really, like, into, like, the whole princess, you know.
Oh, fuck. This is gonna be weird, man.
No, I just don't like the fact that, for some reason, a guy always has to, like, save the chick. Why can't it be the other way around? You know what I mean?
Well, it was back in, like, the
1900s. Have you seen Princess sexist. And the Frog?
She was amazing. I should have put that on my list, honestly. I just
thought of that. I'm looking at you.
You know what?
Explain your 10, Justin!
Okay, so I had Mulan. Mulan, you guys are just arguing about this, too. Mulan is one of those movies where...
She don't need no man.
She don't need no man.
She doesn't need a... Man, all right.
She doesn't need a man, okay? Jesus.
Stop.
No. I think this is a movie
that
we get down to business.
It wasn't insensitive. It was, like, kind of insensitive. Most of, like, the foreign type of movies are a little insensitive to me. This one was fine just because it was historically the Asian dynasties.
Yeah.
I thought characters were great. I thought Eddie Murphy was the dragon, wasn't he?
Yes, he is Mushu.
Yeah, Mushu was great.
I did not know who played that guy.
You didn't know?
Really?
Really?
It's Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy is now,
It's hard for me to see him.
As a dragon?
Shut up.
No, because he has dragon babies if you watch Shrek.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
No, like, it's always been really hard for me to see him as, like, a cartoon character because he's so... Motherfucker, you know?
I can see it. I know
he cusses a lot.
Yeah, he does.
Like a motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to say, like, Samuel Jackson. I suck at this shit.
It's alright.
As you could fucking tell.
Also, Mulan has...
A big dick.
No. Has one of the most noticeable songs.
I can vibe. I could just jam out to the Mulan soundtrack.
I'm not gonna fucking day. Show you the world.
That's Aladdin. The
wrong movie.
I know.
I'm talking about it's Make a Man Out of You, right?
Make a Man Out of You, a girl worth fighting for. Reflections, oh, really that fucking song like so really much. Good. So many good songs.
I like it when the fat guy starts singing. He's like, I don't care what she looks like, as long as she can cook. I was like, that's me.
No, but I think Make a Man Out of You is probably one of the most iconic Disney songs
yeah.
out there. It's such, like, I don't know what it is about. It's just so catchy. It's like, I guess you hype. I'm not gonna lie. I listened to it this morning. I got really hyped.
All right, and,
but, like, I'm afraid.
We're not gonna watch live action Mulan. We're boycotting it.
is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Like, that's happening?
It's
I heard they're doing it with Aladdin, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Disney should stop trying to, like, fuck shit up.
No, I'm okay with the with the live action as long as they keep it the regular story.
Yeah, they're not for Mulan, though.
Oh, I know. Or Little Mermaid.
Because it's different with, like, the emotional features.
It's kind of... Yeah.
Okay, we'll go move on to number 9, or do you want to talk more about
Mulan? I want to add one more thing about Mulan, though. Disney touched a little bit on a different subculture, which was drag.
Okay, let's not... Like,
kind of?
Look, if it's a girl impersonating a guy, or a guy impersonating a girl, it's considered drag.
But, like, it wasn't... touched on that. You know what? Number 9.
It was implied.
Number 9.
Alright, number 9. I have James's 10, which is Snow White.
Mikey?
Yeah, I have AIDS.
9.
Oh. Lion King.
This fucking... Whoa! Are you kidding me? That doesn't crack your fucking... You know what? Jungle Book.
Oh. James, you're gonna be really mad at me.
You don't have it in your top 5 either, do you?
Lion King isn't even on my list.
What the fuck?
Just,
I think I'm gonna walk out. I think I'm gonna walk out.
It's, yeah, just a heads up, Lion King is not on my list, and I'm gonna tell you why. It's because I've never finished Lion King.
You dumb bitch.
And I've watched it multiple times, I've never finished
Have
it.
Have you seen Black Panther?
Yeah.
Kinda gives you the same vibe. Anyway.
Oh, fuck. James, go ahead and explain.
What's your number 9? Why do you hate me?
The Jungle Book.
Why do you fucking have bad opinions?
What do you mean I have bad opinions? This is my top 10.
Yeah, and you kept Lion King at 9.
I'm actually not gonna lie, I forgot Lion King existed. For a while making this list.
I'm surrounded by idiots! As a Lion King reference, you uncultured fucking swines.
You fucking bitch.
Let me explain Jungle Book, and then I'll, like, go into you more, alright?
That's a fucking...
Okay, we'll have James laugh and I'll go, and then we'll have Mikey go, which right. one, and then we'll argue. Go ahead.
The Jungle Book was
you
really good.
Fucking goat.
And then also, shut the fuck up. Fucking Lego head looking motherfucker. But,
oh my god.
It's just, to me,
I
it's
look like a thumb.
You kind of do.
I do.
Have you seen fucking Spy Kids?
Fuck you. Fuck you. No. Fuck you.
Anyway, let me explain the Jungle Book, you dumb bitch.
Go ahead.
This is a movie where I loved animated, and also did love live action.
Oh, Jungle Book is so good.
Yeah, but I do like animated more, since this is the animated one.
Yeah.
Oh, it was just so... A lot. I just broke your mom's thing, I'm sorry.
What is it? Oh, no, she has plenty of them.
Okay, but, it's like, something I just enjoyed as a kid, enjoy now.
Up your zipper if you don't put it up.
Oh my god, I'll do it after I roast you about fucking Lion King, alright? Dumb bitch.
Let me explain.
Yeah, let me explain. It's just, like, I love Ka, I love Baloo, I love Mowgli, I fucking love Shere Khan. I think a pretty underrated Disney villain, if you ask me.
I think the one thing that I just remember about Jungle Book is that they try to use it in, like, How to Eat Healthy ads.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they use
Jungle Book. For, like, live action?
No, like, they use the cartoon, like, animation
to,
like,
I know,
Eat Healthy and, like, the food pyramid, and I was like, that's probably one of the, it's not the best movie to do it.
Yeah,
with a kid who looks anorexic and a bear that's bigger than
the bear that seems like he wants to
eat. Anorexic.
The guy that will like fucking snort up ants.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But I really did love the Jungle Book. Good voice acting. My boy Pooh's in there. It's Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, okay.
He's the voice of Ka.
Which you know,
he's very iconic.
I went to Disney with you, and you know my love for Winnie the Pooh. It's not on my list.
It's. I love you, Nina, but I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and
not
Nana.
Me.
Yeah, it's not my list.
Okay.
I did love the Humpty Lumps movie, though, but that's off track. Jungle Book also has two very iconic Disney songs. I Wanna Be Like You and The Bare Necessities.
Yeah.
I Wanna Be Like
You. I Wanna Be Like You.
Exactly. It's so good. I didn't like it in the live action.
I cannot fucking see.
That's the thing with live action movies, is that there's a lot of things that they get wrong.
And it was Christopher fucking Walken doing it. And I was like, why? Why is this a thing?
Bare Necessities is, again, one of the most iconic Disney songs.
I love the fuck out of that song. I, like, almost know it by heart.
It's safe to say that all the Disney movies have at least one iconic song in the history books.
Yeah.
It's safe to say.
Kind of?
Oh, shit.
Not all of them, but it's safe to say most of them.
Okay. Go ahead and explain your name.
My number nine is Snow... Number nine is Snow White. Now, just like James said, it started off...
Oh, shit, we're bringing them, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because keep ad-libbing everything, you dumb bitch.
I'm sorry.
Snow White...
You fucking hate me.
I do.
Snow White started...
Or he does.
Guys, come on.
Okay.
Snow White started...
Jesus!
This is why we take forever. Explain.
Snow White started it off. What's really funny, and I thought was great, was that they had this sweet girl, and then these seven, like, dudes that are not even half the size, like, less than half the size of her.
Fucking loves it.
Like, owning her.
Like, up to my fucking knee type shit.
Yeah. The seven dwarves I'm talking about. Is anyone able to actually, like, name all of them?
Grumpy, Sleepy. That's it.
Dopey.
Grumpy. Grumpy, Sleepy, Doc, Happy, Dopey.
Loki.
Sneezy was one of them.
Was Sneezy one of them?
I think so.
Oh, shit, I gotta sneeze.
Sneeze then. Was no, Sleepy? Did I name Sleepy?
I don't know.
I said Sleepy.
Or Drowsy, or... I can't name them all, but I know... I know the basic characteristics of them.
You can name them, it's just hard to keep track of the ones you've already said.
Yeah.
Eventually you'll say all seven of them, but you won't know when.
Yeah, honestly.
I thought the story was pretty good. The witch as the old woman looked great.
Horrifying, but
it looked,
great.
Yeah, it looked really cool. I don't know. It's my favorite classic Disney movie. I don't like the classics very much, just because their story just seems simple to me.
It's because, like, you can't... Back in... It was all hand-drawn.
Yeah, it was very limited back then. I'll give them that. But it...
Well, then again, some of the most iconic Disney movies have been hand-drawn.
Hand-drawn.
Yeah.
So, it's a double...
it's like... This is 38 or 39. Keep in mind.
Yeah.
This is a lot. Like, you don't have the same technology you would have had for hand-drawn in The Lion King or Aladdin or Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. But we also have to realize that we're rating them... As if they're on the same scale, so it kind of has to.
Yeah, and our own personal preference.
Yeah, but I love Snow White. I watched it for the first time. I actually watched it for the first time when I was like 13.
I used to watch it a lot as a kid because I watched it myself because my family is just really big Disney geeks.
Yeah,
and then my little niece really loved the fuck out of the movie. Like she'd walk around like at three, like hi ho. And I'm like, fuck.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, Hi Ho is...
I think it's probably...
It's not the iconic song, but it's up there.
For me, it's the iconic song. I did not like Someday When Fish Will Come.
When I was like...
That was that one, right?
Sure.
When I was like little, like, for some reason, my mom thought that I like loved
I'm a fact checker.
Princess stuff as much as my sisters did. So, like, she would, like, make me watch, like, princess movies, like Snow White, you know, shit like that.
I think she probably thought you liked Disney stuff.
No, yeah, she thought I like, princess shit. And she bought me princess books.
That's lit.
And, like, for, like, the longest time, like...
Yeah, Snow White.
Like, and then she, like, I grew up, and she, like, thinks... Hey,
all right, Mike. Mike, we'll get off this, and go to your number nine.
I did say my number nine.
You haven't explained it.
I haven't, you're right. Father problems. I'm just
King.
Kidding. Lion King. I like it because, like... I just got brain fucked. Oh, my God. I like Lion King because the story's kind of different from a lot of other... It's not...
It's really fucked up.
It's pretty fucked up.
It's... Okay, it's Hamlet. With lions.
Oh, you're so right. Now you said that you're...
Guess it really is.
No, it legitimately is.
Yeah, he goes away for a while, he comes back. Except now he's a vegetarian, technically.
The uncle kills the father. For the throne.
Mom, though, which is that's the one
he tries to. He does really? Try. He really does.
Like I said, I haven't really.
Sarabe! Sorry. Shout out Daniel.
I really like the story. Now, I'm sorry, my brain's like shit right now.
It's okay.
James.
For
trashing the fuck out of me.
Hold on.
Do you have
that? Time out. Wait. Where's the first aid kit? I'm waiting to like, so I can like patch up the burns.
We don't have one.
All right. Doing this raw. Let's go.
We have water.
No Vaseline.
It's a good Ice Cube song. Why? Like, why is this so low? This is like equivalent to your Toy Story 3 pick. It just makes no sense.
Okay, in my defense,
you don't even have it. I'm gonna get started on you.
The greatest.
You want to die today, don't you?
Don't.
Right here, buddy. Right here.
Don't even start.
It's not the greatest.
Just talk about Lion King.
It's pretty fucking good, but it's far from great.
I will take Toy Story for Star Wars any fucking day of the week.
Yeah.
You can fucking fight me on that. I will take Toy Story 3 over some of the MCU movies any day of the fucking week.
Are you serious?
I'll take it over fucking Thor: The Dark World. I'll take it over fucking Age of Ultron.
They were Black Panther.
Okay.
I'll take...
That's Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Dumb bitch. But anyway, we're not talking about Toy Story. We're talking about fucking Lion King. And it's the same way. Since he loves the MCU so much, I'll take it over that. What's your favorite MCU movie? If you had a...
Favorite?
Yeah.
Probably like the first Thor or the first Iron Man.
I will take it any fucking day.
No, I take that back. Winter Soldier.
Okay, you kind of struck a heartstring there.
It's fucking great, bitch.
I wouldn't take it over the Winter Soldier, but I'd definitely take it over the first Iron Man. Or I'd take it over the first fucking Thor. Alright?
Wow, he really shot you in your fucking leg, ain't he?
Yeah, but it's still, like, what? Okay, not... Like,
oh, there's something I gotta say. It's at number 8, guys. What's on number 8?
I have Tangled.
Lilo and Stitch.
Aladdin.
Okay, so James' reaction is me towards him and Lilo and Stitch, because I will fucking fight you.
I'm walking out. See you guys later.
No, don't.
Please
don't.
Come on.
No, we need you. Okay, cool.
Fact check on everything.
I got you. Fucking.
Mike.
Mike, let's have you go first.
Can you please put your dick back in your pants, man? Jesus.
I'll fucking slap you with it, you dumb bitch.
Mike, go first.
Okay. Shut your fucking mouth. Oh my god.
Just explain.
Okay. I really like Aladdin, especially since it doesn't just focus on the princess this time, it focuses on the guy who's just trying to impress someone.
No shit, it's the time of the movie, dumb fuck.
I'm about to fucking bounce.
Go for it. I'm tired of your shitty opinions.
I'm saying it's a good fucking movie. What's your fucking problem?
Go.
So fucking wrong. Okay, I really like the movie.
You just become a mess.
Oh my god, where's Oscar?
Say your fucking...
Mike, explain!
Okay, so... The movie's about a guy and his monkey, obviously. That is him. He tries to impress someone. Tries to impress a princess, even though that's not what she wants. She doesn't want money. She wants someone to love her for who she is. And not just... So he goes on this... Well, he goes on an adventure with some, like, old guy he doesn't even know. And he finds a lantern. And
it's a lamp.
It's a lantern.
No, it's a fucking lamp.
So he finds a lamp.
Look here, Ryan Reynolds.
No, my brain just got fucked. I'm sick. Leave me the fuck alone. Can you put your ass down? Jesus.
Go, continue.
I like the story because it doesn't revolve around just a woman. It revolves around this guy.
All right.
Your turn, James. Let's go.
So you have Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, that's a shitty fucking opinion. Go fuck yourself, asshole.
Yeah, that's questionable, honestly, for me.
You guys are like the generation.
Because right now, I could show you the fucking world, man.
It's a Latin reference, not a Lilo and Stitch reference, dumb bitch.
Bitch.
In context, you're wrong, Mike.
Okay, fine.
James.
Cause bitch, I'm about to show you my family right now, bitch.
Yeah, can you actually sing a song from Lilo and Stitch?
There wasn't a song in there.
Yes, there was.
Oh, yeah.
The Hawaiian roller coaster ride? Or the beginning where they're doing little hula dance?
I thought you. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It is still a sing-along, I mean, if you want to learn Hawaiian. But, oh, whatever it was.
Go ahead.
The only stitch, I do enjoy. I do love. It's just... Stop, don't do that again, please.
I'm sorry.
It was really good, it's just, like, it lacks some depth for me. And it lacks some storytelling. Like...
What the fuck do you mean?
I don't think she would have got attached to Stitch that quick. If you, like, personally, I don't really think you would be attached to that behemoth.
I'm gonna put it this way. She didn't have friends.
Yeah, but I mean,
so, like, she got something that she could love.
Yeah, she was a bit of a basket case.
I guess that, but I mean,
no,
like...
No, she actually was a basket case.
No, yeah, you kind of... You see it. They make it evident when, like, the girl's, like, fucking... Shit on her for Scrump.
Like, she's just like, you know, she's fucking
weird. Honestly, I prefer Scrump over that. Whatever the fuck that was that she was holding.
A Barbie doll?
I love Scrump.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you love Scrump because it makes it seem like you're supposed to hate the other girls. So, I mean, yeah, I did a job. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
So, but, to be honest, it's just, like, I do have a Stitch, like, fucking plushie and everything. I do love Stitch. Like, Stitch is one of my favorite fucking characters.
Yeah, Stitch Pop.
I do have Stitch Pop. But, like, this is just... It's not... As high rated as I would have any, like, another thing, obviously, besides Snow White and the Jungle Book. But, like, I enjoyed it. I did love Bubbles. Bubbles is probably, like, my favorite low-key character. Or Pleakley.
Bubbles!
Pleakley was pretty fucking great. But, the character, like, I don't know. There's just something about it. I can't rank it higher.
I get where you're coming from, honestly.
Sorry.
And if that's surprising, because... My family loves Lilo and Stitch. And you'll hear about that later. I'll give it to you. I'm not gonna be mad like you are with fucking Mikey and me. Okay. Alright, my number 8 is Tangled. Tangled is basically the story of Rapunzel, for those who haven't watched it. It's the better version of Rapunzel.
Eugene!
Does the original Tangled have the mom in it or no? Or the stepmom?
Does it? I don't know.
I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
But, it took a fairy tale that we all know. I'm not gonna say love because I don't know everyone's opinion. But it's a fairy tale we all know and it revamped it into something that was really cool. I love the horse, which is... I forget its name.
What's Maximus.
His name? Maximus. I love Maximus. I love Pascal. The songs are great, honestly.
I love this soundtrack.
I got a dream. I got a dream. And I know one day we're meant to...
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
You're good. I just know. It's a fun movie. I enjoy watching it. Is it my favorite... No, but it's still a good movie. I like the soundtrack. I like the story. I like the comedy. I like the little bits that they have in there. But yeah, that's what it's not my favorite, so it's at number 8.
Let's move on to 7. I'm not even gonna... I think I'm done yelling for today.
Why, are you about to yell at me for Tangled?
I might have.
He's gonna yell at me for this one, probably.
7!
I am Moana.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Why is this even on your list? Princess and the Frog.
Are you serious? You really don't like the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Not that much. No, not enough to be on my top 10.
Really?
So we're going to have Mike go first on this one. Yeah, me, I really like, and we had an argument about this earlier, I think yesterday. I love me some Johnny Depp. I don't like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Abusive son of a bitch.
I don't like the last one that they made. The last one they made was ass.
I don't like Pirates of the Caribbean in general.
Really?
I don't like the movies. I don't like the Ride of Disney. I don't like...
The Ride of Disney is fucking great. You take that shit back.
Pretty good. I like it because it's constantly kind of, like, changing a little bit. Well, it used to. It was changing for a while.
It's changing again. Are you talking about the ride?
Yeah.
It's changing again.
Is it really?
Yeah. They're taking out the redhead auction scene, and she's, like, a pirate now. You know, for the diversity.
This was great.
Okay. All right. Mike, go ahead and explain Pirates and your decision to put it on your list at number 7.
It was kind of a last-second choice, but...
did you make it number 7?
Your whole list was last-second.
It really was, honestly. I like Pirates of the Caribbean because it was manly.
Fuck. Oh, Mike, do you even need to explain anything, or should we just skip you for explanation?
Just skip me right now.
I'll go. Moana. Moana is probably... Not probably. It is the most recent movie that has come out. That's on my list. That soundtrack, I will still hear it to this day.
I fucks with the soundtrack. Not as much as I fuck with, like, any other soundtrack, but decently.
I think it... I'm not gonna say it's not Hawaiian. It's Pacific Island.
I think it's Polynesian.
Polynesian?
I think that's where they based it off of.
Is it?
I believe so.
I'm gonna say Pacific Island because I'm not exactly sure. But if it's Polynesian... It had a great introduction to a different culture and a different, like, way of living. Heihei and Pua are iconic.
I wouldn't say iconic. I honestly...
A!
A?
B, C, D, E, F, G...
Anyway.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O.
I honestly can listen to the soundtrack constantly. I can listen to it every day. I can watch that movie every day. I think the characters were all great in that movie. I think there was amazing characterization. I just love that movie so much. It's just always a good time listening to that movie, or watching that movie and listening to the songs.
Okay. My number 7 was Princess and the Frog. I absolutely love this movie, and it was
such a good movie. Actually.
It was a really good fucking movie.
It's probably one of the most underrated Disney movies out there.
I will agree. I think this was the last hand-drawn.
Was it?
I believe this was the last hand-drawn. I'm not too sure, so don't quote me on that.
When did this come out, too? Like, 08?
I want to say 2010.
Ten.
Yeah, I want to say 2010. I'll look it up right now. But,
Decline.
It was, like, such a... it wasn't... No, please, Google. But, Princess and the Frog was really good. Like, yeah, Tiana was such a, like, inspiration. 2009.
It was... Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, such... She was such an inspirational princess.
She was the first black princess.
She was the first black princess. Yes, that's correct. Shout out Yoshi Johnson.
And she's also the first main, like, black, Disney movie, wasn't it?
Wait, does she really count as a princess, though?
Yes.
Yeah, she marries Naveen.
Oh, yeah.
If she's at Disneyland, she's a princess.
And she marries Naveen in the end, who... No, Naveen's a prince.
Yeah, so she's a princess.
I was gonna say, but, she's kind of like...
It has such a good soundtrack, such a good story. The main character you just love, because she's just this hardworking, like, I'm doing this for myself and for the legacy of my father.
Strong, independent.
Yeah, she's just the strong. And then, like, you get Naveen, who's, like, this just... party animal prince, and they're like such polar opposites, and I love the connection you get between them throughout the story as it both turn into frogs. It's like so good, like, because like, you can see them like start to like love each other. You actually see this love story happen. That's what they really love about this movie.
My favorite part about the movie is the voodoo witch,
Dr. Facilier.
Yeah,
Dr. Facilier is probably, I think, one of the most underrated Disney villains personally. I think he's pretty underrated.
Who's the guy with the gap in his teeth?
Is that an officer there?
Mike Tyson?
Oh, is that what you're talking about? Because I was talking about the old woman.
Oh.
You said guy.
I was talking about Facilier.
I was talking about the old woman.
I was talking, because you
Not
said
bad.
The voodoo, one, right?
You said voodoo, but like, also, iconic Disney song, Friends on the Other Side. Oh, I love the fuck out of that song. I know that song by heart.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking eat your gooch.
And it's like, you get these... Stop. You get these characters along the way, like he mentioned, the little old lady. You get Ray. You get Lewis. What's his name? Lawrence, the god.
Isn't it past Louis?
I said Lawrence. Talking about Lawrence, the guy that comes with Naveen.
No, but you said, like, Lewis. I thought, isn't Louis?
No, it's... I'm pretty sure your pronounce is Lewis.
Alright.
And When We're Human. Pretty good song as well. Yeah, overall, this movie is just a fun time. Really, honestly. It really is just a fun time.
Using my words.
Yeah. That's like a critic kind of thing, though. Like, it's overall, the movie's a great time, fun time. Would watch again, and let's move on to number 6, boys.
Alright, my number 6, I have Zootopia.
Mikey, your number 6.
Pinocchio.
Peter Pan.
Oh, he didn't scream at me!
Pinocchio doesn't crop my top 10, but I mean, I'll leave you be.
Pinocchio's pretty good.
We'll get to him later, because you've gone first the past 2 ones. I'll go first on this one. Zootopia is another modern Disney movie that is, to me, touches a lot of bases. It touches racism and discrimination.
Yeah.
And it touches on making your dreams come true, which most Disney movies are. But this one really does.
I absolutely love Judy Hopps. And yeah. I absolutely love the relationship she had with Nick.
I really like the whole character, relationship between them two.
Easily, the best part though, my dude's the sloth, Nick. Wait, no, it wasn't Nick. What's his name? Dash.
It's Lightning, isn't it?
Dash.
Is it Dash?
I think it was Dash.
What? No, it was Nick. It's Lightning.
No, it was...
Okay, we're just making up fucking names.
No, the sloth.
What is going on? The sloth.
Because Nick's the fox.
Isn't it Lightning?
I don't know. I'm looking this up.
Look it up.
Keep going with your explanation.
Yeah, no, he's a great character.
From
Zoom. I got it.
You have to use voice.
I got it. Don't worry about it. Check out these pictures. Stop.
Oh, God. Another thing that's really...
Flash, eat a dick.
Oh, is it Flash?
Yeah.
But you said Dash, though.
Oh, you're right. My bad. You know, I saw The Incredibles on my mind. I saw last week's podcast in my mind. It's relaxed.
Oh, yeah, it's Flash.
We just said Flash.
Said Dash.
Yeah, I was close enough.
One thing that... I don't know if you guys know this. Do you guys remember the two llamas or alpacas when Junie was in the apartment that they're fighting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually a gay couple. Disney has confirmed it's a gay couple.
I kind of got that feeling when I watched the movie.
Brothers or something. Yeah, I thought it was like brothers or roommates or something. But I don't know.
Fucking asshole. I was like, oh.
I'm pretty sure he didn't call him an asshole in Zootopia, but...
Well, okay, no.
I know what you mean, though. Like,
I think the movie...
Taking so serious.
I know, I got the joke of mine. Fuck!
I even watched it with my sister, and we both said, this movie's really fucked up.
Yeah, it gets dark.
It gets really dark, especially when it comes to the whole getting angry and, like, the whole animal kingdom and, like, the food chain thing. But I think this movie...
Darwinism. I'm sorry.
It has such a great story. It has such a great...
Message.
Message, too. I really like it.
I love it too. It
doesn't. It's fucking racist.
Oh, it doesn't crack my top 10. I'm sorry at this point.
No, you're fine. That's it's just my opinion. Although
I loved it though.
I do also love "Try Everything" by Shakira.
I wasn't a fan.
That comes from that movie. I actually like that song.
I wasn't a fan.
That's fine. I'm not getting angry at that. Zootopia has a particular taste, people.
I loved it. I just didn't like that song. You know what I mean?
James, go ahead.
My number 6 is Peter Pan. Shout out Vivian. This is a movie I got to see a lot as a kid because my sister. This is my sister's favorite Disney movie of all time.
Is it really?
Vivian. Yes, Vivian.
Okay.
Actually, both theirs.
Okay.
This is something I got to watch a lot as a kid, and I grew up with it because of my sister. This is a movie I grew up heavily on because of my sister, and I loved it. Captain Hook is. Also, one of my favorite, Disney villains. Peter Pan, I love this general. All the kids. All the kids that, he took to Neverland. Wendy, John, forgetting the little one's name.
There's three of them, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Two girls and a boy?
Yeah. No, two boys and a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love...
baby brother and then it was, brother.
Yeah,
okay.
You love the Lost Boys. You love Smee. You love the Indian Chief. You love Tiger Lily. You end up loving the mermaids.
Oh, Tiger Lily.
You love Nana.
When I was little, dude, I used to have a big old freaking crush on her. I don't know why.
You have forgot the one big character in this movie.
Peter?
No. Tink.
Tink. You end up loving Tink,
I love Tinkerbell. And you know what's really funny is that...
She gets her own spinoff movie, and it's kind of weird, and I didn't like it.
Back then, Tinkerbell was a sassy,
bitch.
Yeah. But now they pose her as the nicest person
she's
in the whole world.
She's so nice, and she's
if you watch Tinkerbell movie and then you go back and watch the Peter Pan movie, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
I'm pretty sure at a point you're trying to kill Wendy.
I think they want to make her more friendly and shit. You know?
Well, because back then Disney had more of a free, expression.
In Pinocchio, actually, you get even though he's talking about a donkey, Jiminy Cricket calls Pinocchio a jackass.
Yeah. But I think...
You're pretty thick, bro.
They started... I told him this yesterday. I think it's because of the whole political
correctness.
Yeah, the political, the whole political evolution, I'll say, that happened between the time of Peter Pan and now.
Yeah, Peter Pan was like that. 50.
I hate that shit so much.
I think Peter Pan was 53 or 54. It's sad how I know these are slightly off the top of my head. But
time during the,
this is racial segregation.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like about... Okay, I have a good one. That's what I don't like a lot about, like, a lot of characters in Disney movies now, is that they're not realistic.
They're politically correct?
I wouldn't say realistic, because, I mean, if they're being made at this time, a lot of people are worried about being politically correct.
That's fucking nice.
No, well, they kind of have to be.
Yeah. I get where some of them are too fucking nice, yeah. Like, for their own fucking good. But, no,
I get your thing with Peter Pan. I think I've watched it fully once, but I don't remember. I want to go back and watch it.
It is really good. I loved it. I love it. I love it now.
There's a Robin Williams spinoff of Hook, right?
Yeah. Hook was really good. Shout out Robin Williams.
R.I.P., man.
Rest in peace. One of the best actors, in my opinion. Yeah. But,
we should have brought that up in an argument during theater. Robin Williams.
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I brought it up, and like only Mike got it because I was like, "Good Will Hunting, Robin Williams."
I am.
Yes.
I don't know if I heard
yes.
that.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike. I love you. But
it's not your fault.
I'm not gonna finish it right now, but I'll pass it on to you.
Yeah. Mike, your pick. What was it?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Okay.
Interesting one.
Yeah, that is a pretty interesting pick. It's not my top 10.
Yeah. Same.
But go ahead.
I like it because he's trying to become something. I said that kind of weird. I like how he's trying to become something that he really wants to be.
A real boy.
I like how he's trying to become something he really wants to be and achieve his goal into being that.
Yeah.
Even when he doesn't have a lot of thought in it, he does have help along the way. Also, he
gets a conscience. Like
that they show that you shouldn't do drugs or you turn into a donkey.
That was pretty cool. That was a pretty...
Dude, that was like the scariest scene in that movie.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be scary.
But it's horrifying.
Shit myself.
A lot of the old stuff that Disney has done is really creepy.
Like, they don't try. And they
Alice in Wonderland's kind of creepy at some points.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland's, like... That's funny. It's funny.
It really? Yeah.
It's funny how you talk about Alice in Wonderland, because you said, don't, like, not the drug thing. And Alice in Wonderland is an acid trip.
Yeah, I want to know, like, what they were doing while...
It's a book based off an acid trip.
Is it really?
I believe so.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It's based off of a book.
It's based off of a book.
Mike, do you have anything else about Pinocchio? Or want to watch number 6?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I want to actually touch a little bit on Pinocchio.
Okay, good.
It does spawn probably debatably the most iconic Disney song, When You Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, yes. You know what? They use this
so often.
Now.
Yeah. It's so often used. And sometimes you forget where it's from.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
And you go back and you watch Pinocchio and you're like, oh shit, this is where the song is from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good song. Honestly, personally, I think it's a little overrated.
No strings on me.
Well, here's
the thing. I got no strings to hold me down.
Here's the thing. A lot of the old stuff is considered like legendary or considered like respected because of how old it is
now. Yeah.
How it originated.
Because at that time, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was the shit.
But, I think Pinocchio was 40.
Like the fucking Charleston.
Was it?
I think Pinocchio was 40. I'm gonna look it up. I'll fact check it.
I just think, though, like...
Nobody got that.
I don't know. The old stuff, to me...
It was 40. I know half these off the top of my head. I'm depressed.
Hey, fuck you. No, Pinocchio... I actually like Pinocchio. I thought Pinocchio was really cute.
And I love Figaro.
I like the whole... the whole idea of your nose growing was actually such a cool idea. Although, sadly, now it's turned into a sex joke, but, you know.
Yes, it has.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? And I do love how he becomes a real boy in the end, and then you get Geppetto finally
exactly
gets...
Exactly, he achieved this fucking...
Geppetto gets his son. And I think that's something that's very, like, not very touched on. It's like, oh, Pinocchio got his goal, but at the same time, it's like, Geppetto finally got the son that he wanted.
This thing sounds so random. I like the name Geppetto.
Number 5, ladies and gentlemen. Cracking into the top 5. Yeah, Justin.
My top 5 is Mike's... I believe it was your 9, Aladdin.
No, that was 8.
That was your 8?
That's number 9, fucking Lion
King. My number 5 is Aladdin.
My number 5 is Alice in Wonderland.
My number 5 is Tangled.
Why?
Oh, wow. So you're gonna yell at me for Tangled because it wasn't higher on my list?
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't that? Oh, okay. Well, at least it made the list.
Alright, you go first.
James, go ahead.
I fucking love The Shadows movie. This is a movie I can watch. I think, like, looking at it, I love Flynn. I loved Rapunzel. I loved Mother Gothel's character. Maybe not too much as a villain, but I did love her character. Mm. You end up loving Maximus. You love Pascal. It just has these memorable characters.
And they're also distinct, too.
Yeah. I think it's fucking hilarious that Maximus is a bloodhound. Fucking, like, horse. I think that's really fucking funny. He wasn't good at his job until when the plot needed him to be good at his job, but it was still funny regardless. And, like, I think what really makes this in the top five for me is I love Flynn so much. Mm-hmm. Like, Flynn was just overall great. Cocky, son of a bitch bastard. But he was so good at it. And it was so fun to watch. And the soundtrack is amazing. It has its iconic song, which is Last I See the Light. Or I See the Light, however the fuck you want to say it. That song. But my personal favorite is I've Got a Dream. Because it delivers one of the greatest, like...
Was that the Flynn version?
Yeah. Okay. Where Flynn's like... Flynn the whole time is like, I'm not gonna fucking sing.
Yeah.
And then he has to eventually, because it's for his life.
I think my favorite song from that movie is When Will My Life Begin.
That's a good one, too.
It has such a good tune.
It is. It is a very good song.
Yeah.
But overall, Tangled is a really great time. I saw this in the theaters at the Park Program I went to.
Did you really?
Yes. This is also a movie I went to go see in the theaters. I'm with this Park Program a lot. If I bring this up a lot on the podcast, I'm sorry. But, yeah, you'll hear Central Park quite often. But it's just overall such a great movie. And I love it. Starting into my top five.
I'll go next. I want to talk a long time about Alice.
Aladdin?
Yeah, Aladdin. Where do I start? All these characters I love so much. I think Jasmine is such an underrated princess, in my opinion.
Debatable.
Most people will say, like, Cinderella.
No, most people say Belle.
Belle, too. Which I'll get, yeah.
Our Ariel.
There's not much to say that's already been said. Jafar wasn't really talked about.
I love Jafar.
He's probably one of my favorite Disney villains.
Jafar!
And his
parrot. Calm yourself, Iago.
And his parrot, his parrot right next, that's always on his shoulder.
Iago!
The genie is the show stealer of this movie.
3,000 years can give you such a pain in the neck!
Yeah, you fucked that up so bad.
That was terrible, wasn't it?
10,000 years can give you such a crick in the neck!
Oh, that's how you say it.
Anyways, sorry, I gotta school them in some Disney.
I'm sorry,
but,
Mr. Stark.
You don't feel so well? Yeah, go ahead and fade away, faggot.
Fucking dick.
I'm sorry.
Genie,
you don't say that word.
I know. I apologize if I offended anybody.
We'll fucking kill you. Right
the
now.
Whole
Justin's gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you.
The whole relationship.
I'm defending you. Hold the fuck on.
Sorry. Ow.
Okay. The whole relationship between Jafar.
And Jafar and Iago is a pretty good relationship. Like, not even joking. Like, they have a pretty funny relationship.
The relationship between Genie and Aladdin is so cool, and it's just like. They had barely met, but it seems as if they had been, like, friends forever.
Can I call you Al, or can I call you Din?
How about Laddie?
Wasn't great.
I love that movie. I did watch the Honest trailer to this movie, and it makes me laugh every time I watch it. It's so funny.
You're not going to explain your five?
Yeah, go ahead and explain your five.
No, it's not that. No, just keep going.
I already finished. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go eat some ass. Alice in Wonderland. Wait, we're on five, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Alice in Wonderland. I like Alice in Wonderland.
That's okay.
My fish. I like Alice in Wonderland because it was supposed to be, like, a child-friendly movie, but it was more scary.
At the trip, don't forget.
I wouldn't say scary, but I'd say trippy.
No, because at the time, when I was, like, probably, like, 6 or 5, maybe younger.
Really, you found it scary?
I was terrified. I thought she was going to eat her alive.
I found it more, like, funny.
Even now.
Like, trippy.
Even now, I find it, like, a little creepy.
Right?
Because when I was little, I used to get sick a lot and all, and, like, I would, like, hallucinate and shit. And, like, to me, everything was terrifying. Like, I used to have terrible ass nightmares. And when I saw that movie, like...
Did they Bill Cosby you as a kid?
Oh my god.
Too soon?
I was five, okay?
It was a joke.
I'm just kidding.
No. My uncle. Oh my god.
Again, iconic characters in Alice in Wonderland, obviously, the Mad Hatter.
Mad Hatter.
Alice, the Cheshire Cat.
Cheshire Cat.
Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts. Cat Door,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. The tea party scene.
One of the best.
Oh, it's one of the best scenes. So it's one of the best animated scenes, in my opinion.
Yeah,
There's so many, like, moving parts in it.
And it's all hand-drawn, and that's what makes it so great. Sorry.
Wait, no, go ahead.
It's so good. Imaginative.
No, yeah, I mean, the fact that they bring it with
color, good.
And that it's moving pictures.
It's so creative.
Yeah.
I would never think to chop a cup of tea. Or, like, just do any of the things that they did in that.
And it shows you how crazy the Mad Hatter is, and his friend that I'm drawing a blank on. Well, it shows you how, like, crazy they were.
It's some kind of rabbit.
Yeah.
Crazy rabbit. I know who he says or something.
Right? Yeah.
I haven't watched that movie in so long, dude.
I was in art class, and my teacher wanted to do some surrealism stuff, and he actually showed us Alice in Wonderland as an inspiration.
Not a bad one.
And it did help.
Not a bad one at all.
The Cheshire Cat, I didn't remember him being so, like, sly and so, like,
manipulative?
Yeah. Mischievous.
Mischievous.
I like it.
Fading was... The fact that it was hand-drawn...
Come on. Us.
That fading was so beautiful.
Yeah, when he's like...
great.
Goes away.
I don't know.
Honestly, when he did that, it made me feel alone. I was like, he kept fading away, and I'm just like, come back.
I appreciate the movie for its artistry. The story to me is a little choppy, but the artistry is great.
It's probably one of the best animated movies... Anime Disney movies to date.
Artistically wise.
And this was done in the 50s.
Yeah. But it did not come from top 10. I appreciate the art.
Yeah, it didn't come from top 10 either. Come from top 10. Sorry.
So we're now on to.
Oh, you guys are going to hate my.
Number
four.
Oh, we're going to hate some of
them. No. You're going to hate my number three.
Okay. Well, number four, though.
Okay.
Number four. Go ahead, Justin.
I have Beauty and the Beast. And I will take either the animated or the live action.
I wasn't a fan of live action. Little Mermaid.
Okay.
For Lilo and Stitch.
Okay. Let's have... I'll start actually with this one. Beauty and the Beast. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Look at the time. I gotta bounce.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Every fucking... Second.
What do you mean? It's not my fault. We started late.
Second, yeah, we did start pretty late.
Alright. We had pizza before this.
It's like 5:25. I gotta leave before, like...
Okay, so you want to finish your
rapid
list?
Rapid fire yours.
Alright. So, 4, Lilo and Stitch. 3, Hercules, Don't Hate Me. 2, Mulan. And number 1, Parent Trap. Alright, I'm going to go before he slips.
Fucking Parent Trap?
You have... Wait, the one with Lindsay Lohan.
No.
Hey!
Get out of my house.
Alright,
bye. Fuck
out
of here.
You're getting out. Move. Bye.
See you next time.
The fucking Parent Trap. Can you guys believe this heathen?
We're down to two, guys.
Oh, we're down to... Yeah, it's just me and Justin now. Just don't make any advances.
Can we talk about his list really quick before we get into ours?
I can respect the Hercules pick. Maybe not that high. Stop looking at my list.
I don't have my glasses on.
I can respect the Hercules pick. I think that's interchangeable.
Get out!
I'm sorry!
I think that's interchangeable for me with the Jungle Book and Hercules. I can, either day, like, I can pick one. I love Hades.
Yeah.
And then what was the two?
His two was Mulan.
Mulan, I can respect that pick as well. Maybe not so high, but I could respect it. But then there's one.
Parent Trap.
Fucking Parent
Trap. And I have to say, the only person I associate with this movie is Lindsay Lohan as a child.
I didn't want to get into that. Who in the fucking right mind puts the Parent Trap over?
At number one.
Lilo and Stitch are fucking Aladdin or Lion King or even her, like, that shouldn't even crack this list.
It shouldn't have.
I'll take the fucking Pirates of the Caribbean or John Carter before I take the Parent Trap.
You know what's actually funny, though, is that Disney does not recognize the Lindsay Lohan version of Parent Trap as a Disney movie.
Do you see what she fucking did?
I'm gonna blame him, but...
The bitch is crazy.
Yeah, like, okay.
Well, we'll go on to our number four.
We're on number four.
You're explaining your four.
Beauty and the Beast is such a beautiful movie, music and animation-wise. The story is good, too. There are some questionable things in it, like bestiality, which comes up a lot. Why this place is so high for me is the music, first of all.
Okay.
Can... Belle is such a great song to me.
Okay, I thought you meant was such a good singer. I'm like, okay.
No, Belle.
The animated singer, the voice actor for the animated, yes. Emma Watson? No.
She's okay. I'll give her okay. You'll give her okay.
No,
she's not great, she's not bad, she's okay.
I did not like the auto-tune, the live action.
Okay. The songs are great. I love Beauty and the Beast. I love that song. The two main songs are Belle and Beauty and the Beast.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just gonna shit on Be Our Guest like that?
Oh, I totally forgot about Be Our Guest. Be Our Guest actually is my favorite fucking song from that movie. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me.
I was about to say.
One is...
Our Gaston?
I actually don't like Gaston. I don't like that song very much.
I want to say this. As much as I am kind of shitting on the live action Beauty and the Beast...
Great.
This is probably the only song I prefer live action than animated.
I'll give you that one.
It's Gaston. Yeah. Fuck you, Trash Can.
My first, number one, so Beauty and the Beast songs, I have four that are great for me. I have Be Our Guest, which is my favorite one, and the reason why I love it so much is because animation is crazy wicked. Like, it's on the same level as Alice in Wonderland, but it's not, like, it's not as, like, crazy.
Artistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Be Our Guest, then it's Beauty and the Beast, then it's Belle, and then it's...
Then it's what?
I guess Gaston.
Yeah, no, what's
goodness?
Yeah, sorry.
No, but the second thing I love about this and why I place it so high is because they're able to transition, to me, not to you, but to me, they're able to transition this so well into live action.
No. This is where I have to strongly disagree.
That's why I thought it would be crap.
No. I'm sorry.
Tech 4.
It did not, like, live action did not... It was appealing. And then they kind of came out with the cast. And I was like, Emma Watson is Belle? We couldn't...
Who would you rather had?
I don't know, but not Emma Watson.
I was going to say Emma Stone, but even that's actually a bad pick. Never mind.
Who's...
Emma Stone was the girl in La La Land.
At least she can sing. That wouldn't have been, like, a bad pick for, like... If I wanted a singer, someone that's going to belt the iconic Belle... Like... Would you rather have Emma Watson or Emma Stone? Which Emma would you rather have?
I just personally like Emma Watson a little bit better. Right. I'm a Harry Potter fan.
You're heathen.
Yeah, I know. Alright, you're number four.
The Little Mermaid. And, I'll kind of riff about this a bit, but we kind of are coming up on the 1 hour segment mark, so we're going to have to...
We'll have to restart it.
Yeah. So
We'll cut off, but you'll hear us again.
Yeah, you'll kind of hear me just go back into Little Mermaid. This is a movie I loved as a kid, and I got to watch a lot because I was around my aunt, and she had my cousin, Cookie. Yeah, I know, weird name. Don't question me.
It's on Empire. She's popular. It's cool.
But, no, she loves this movie, and, like, I got to watch it a lot as a kid because of, kind of because of her, but also kind of because of my own family.
Uh-huh.
And this is, like, she has family. That's a weird thing to say. But, you love Ariel. Prince Eric is one of my favorite princes, personally.
Yeah.
I love the fucking dog.
The dog.
Little white fluffy thing.
I'm gonna say okay so you can keep going.
But, you love Sebastian, you love Flounder, you love all these characters. Like, if you notice, a lot of things for me is just how memorable your characters are and how great they can mash together.
This
is what I, like, because it mashes together and then it makes for a good thing. And then you have, put on top of that, a pretty damn good story.
It is a good story. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know how relatable it is, but it is... It's a good story.
It's kind of relatable because it's a fish out of water kind of thing.
Okay.
Because she's so fascinated with the outside world and then outside world.
I
said upside because I'm thinking of her in the water. And
yeah, that makes sense.
But, Sure. She's so fascinated with it, and she has all this collection and has Part of Your World, which is not my favorite from this movie, but a really good one from this movie.
Alright, we're about to cut out right now.
Yeah, we're about to cut out right now.
Give us a couple seconds, and we'll be right back.
Alright,
we're back.
Alright, we're back.
We're focusing on Little Mermaid, just James.
My number four?
I'll start the part two with this. You've seen it at my brother's wall. Little Mermaid is his favorite movie, like, ever. It's Little Mermaid for him and then Lilo and Stitch. But he loves Little Mermaid.
He'd hate my number 8 pick.
Yeah, he would, but, you know, he's not here.
He's not part of this.
You're lucky. I actually would have asked you to be on the podcast, but...
For this one?
Yeah.
I was debating asking,
Your sister?
No, not my sister. I was debating asking, Yoshi Johnson.
Oh, okay.
I know he doesn't want his actual name out there, but you know who you are.
Yeah.
And,
I don't know how that would have worked at my house.
Maybe just a call.
Oh, that's true. Alright.
He has the app. That's where he watches it, I think.
Oh, but, okay.
Not watches, listens, but, yeah. Back to what I was saying, like, it has so many, like, the soundtrack is really fucking good, too.
Yeah, this is probably my favorite soundtrack.
Like, I can jam out to Under the Sea, and I'll get hyped to that. I'll be, like, benching or some shit. And I'll be like, Under the Sea! I'm telling it to... And I just, like, rack my fucking weights, like, yeah! I'm under the sea, but it's so... Oh, excuse me. It's just such an energetic song. But my favorite song from this movie... And don't give me shit for this, Justin, because I feel like you might... Poor Unfortunate Souls.
You know what? I'm actually not going to give you shit for it because it's such a popular song in the gay community. No, but I get it. It's such... The reason why it's such a sassy, like, such, like, a cool song.
And then it shows off. Ursula's a manipulative bitch.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, that's what she is. I love Ursula. I didn't mention her. Ursula's a really good villain.
I don't think she's the best one, but she's a good villain.
She's a good villain. And, like... She has one of the better villain songs, yeah. If you ask me. Because, like, you just see her manipulating Ariel into giving her a voice in order for legs, right?
Yeah.
She gives her fucking legs, and then, like, she can't talk. And then another good song is Kiss the Girl.
Yeah.
I really love this song. You say Dynamite?
Yeah, you know, I remember...
Is that a meme?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I was confused. I was like, I don't think it's
how it works. There's an honest trailer to it, and it's actually really funny.
Okay.
Most of the songs that I fuck up is because of the Honest Trailers.
Okay, Honest Trailers is pretty great. Yeah. Shout out Screen Junkies. If you want to sponsor us, you know, that's a thing.
They probably won't, but it's fine.
Okay, let us stream.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet the voice guy, though.
I would too, honestly.
I would absolutely love to meet him.
I forget his name. I know it. I just forget it. But he's really cool.
Should we go into our three?
Yeah, we can. Oh, I want to add one more thing about the Little Mermaid. So it's not on my list. It's not. But it's mostly because of the ride, because I always get stuck on it.
What?
By the way, you are listening to two people that actually have Disney passes that are here right now.
Yeah, you're listening to the guys who are probably going to go to Disney, like, Sunday.
Hopefully. I swear to God, if we don't, we'll be pissed.
Kind of same. I really hope we go to Disney Sunday.
Yeah.
Cassandra, if you're still fucking listening, we better go, bitch.
Let's go. Anyway. Yeah, let's go to number three. So we are in our top three favorite Disney movies.
This isn't as long as Pixar. Thank the fucking Lord.
Okay, let me ask you. Am I even mad at your top three?
Maybe.
Okay, you're definitely mad at number one.
Okay, go for it.
So my number three is Lilo and Stitch.
Okay, Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Let's go get Beauty and the Beast first, because we kind of already talked about it.
There's a lot to love about this movie. The songs are great. I will say this. This is probably the first time I think anyone will ever hear me say this, besides Max, and I'm 100% sure he knows this. My all-time favorite Disney song is Be Our Guest.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not going to be mad at you for that, because it's such a great song.
The whole scene from the animated movie is so fucking gorgeous.
This is the thing that I like you for, is that you appreciate the artistry of the animation, and not just the whole, like, this movie's so good because it has such a good story, and it's like, I love Belle. You're not one of those people, you're like, the animation's really cool, the music's great, the story, yeah,
it's good. Don't get me wrong. That's a big part of the movie, of any movie. You need a good story.
Yeah.
You need good characters. But also, it's not going to mix well if you don't have...
Great songs.
I wouldn't say you necessarily need songs.
Yeah.
The songs...
Well, for Disney, kind of, you need to have good songs.
Yeah, you have your token songs. You have your, like you said, we have an iconic song in almost every Disney movie.
Yeah.
But you need the animation needs to be on point. You need the songs to be on point. You need the characters to mix. You need, like, there's so much shit that goes into just the movie. Yeah, and so that goes through any movie.
The correct look.
Yeah.
Of the time era you're going for. This time era, I want to say, is like, I'm not going to say medieval, but it's like,
it's like, I want to say before.
It might be a little bit after the Baroque era. The era.
I want to say a little bit before. No, a little bit after the French Revolution.
Okay. As yeah, I think about right.
That's just kind of seeming to me.
Yeah.
I want to be a history major. That's why I kind of know like some stuff like that.
No, that's fine. I actually do like history. I'm not the best with it, but I do like history.
I want to be a history major. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm a heathen. But no, anyway, Beauty and the Beast, Gaston. Lumiere is probably one of my favorite side characters.
Lumiere is so, like, smooth and cool. I don't know. He's, I like him.
And another thing that's cool, actually, another good thing I guess I can talk about the live action. This animated, by the way. The top three is the animated movie, not the live action. I can't flip between the two. I don't like the live action.
Yeah, it's the one thing we disagree on, with Beauty and the Beast.
I do like how my all-time favorite Disney song is being sung majority by my all-time favorite Star Wars character, Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor.
Is it really?
Yeah, that is. Wow. That is Ewan McGregor.
Huh.
The more you know. Who's also going to be Christopher Robin in the upcoming Christopher Robin movie, which I'm very intrigued to see. Anyway, back on the track of Beauty and the Beast. You end up loving a lot of these characters, and you love the Beast, you love Belle. You have this great animation, pretty good, like, story, and it's like, there's that big plot twist, like, not the plot twist, fucking, the big plot hole with the movie, which the live action tried to patch up with a line of dialogue, and it was like, I forgot what it was entirely, but it was like when, like, the witch cursed the Beast.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, but where's the plot hole?
I'm trying to remember that, and I was hoping you'd touch on that, fuck. There's a plot hole, and you'll watch the movie and you'll see it. But
if we find it before we leave,
we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But the live action patches it up with like a line of dialogue, and the narration, because you know what movie doesn't need narration nowadays.
The rose too. The rose is such a great symbol.
Yeah.
In Disney.
It's a very like it's probably one of the main things about this movie.
It's the rose.
Yeah. Like you bring up Beauty and the Beast and like. First thing you think of Belle and Beast, and then you think of probably the Rose.
I would maybe say like the Lumiere and all them, but
really,
yeah, I think actually the Rose is pretty underrated in the movie. It's really important to the movie, but it's overshadowed by a lot of the characters because they're so like.
Well, I mean, the Rose is supposed to be a big thing, but at the same time, it's not like it's a character itself.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I get that. So but like, it should be a,
you'd expect Lumiere, our Cogsworth, our Chip, our Mrs. Potts to overshadow the Rose because it's not really a character. It's like this is a symbol for like if the last pet on this bitch falls, all y'all fucked.
Yeah.
So like it's brought up a lot, but it's not a character.
They're doing a lot more with the Rose though. They're making it more prominent.
Yeah.
They have the Rose cupcake at Disney, which there's I had.
If you go to Main Street,
yeah,
there's this really fucking cool. Like, artsy store,
uh-huh.
Where it's made out, they have, like, stuff made out of, like, it's, like, jewelry store.
Okay.
And they have the rose.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. And it's, like, studded and everything. It looks beautiful. That's cool. And it's expensive as fuck, though.
The collectible company Funko, which I collect Funko Pops.
I collect some. I need to get back on the grind.
You should. I'll help you. I'll get you back into it. They actually have the rose.
As a pop itself?
Not a pop, but it's... There's a whole controversy about it, but in the pop community, but it's the rose in a dome. So okay. It looks exactly like the movie. It's not considered a pop, but it's.
That's. Yeah. I could fuck with that.
I'll show you after. But yeah, I think the rose is such a cool
symbol
and a good concept too.
Yeah.
They use it a lot now with like the candle, but you kind of need to remember the rose.
Yeah. Once that rose petal fell, it was like kind of like you said, the candle like. The candle blows out, you're fucked. For them, it was like, this rose petal falls. And this stubborn prickhead doesn't fall in love. We're all dead.
Which tells you, like, how elegant the movie is.
Yeah.
It brings you, doesn't bring it.
Very fancy.
Yeah.
Very fancy, very.
I mean, it was based on French.
Yeah, and the dude was a prince.
Yeah, so. That makes sense.
Go ahead, you're number three, Lilo and Stitch.
I didn't even explain my number three.
Yeah, we're Timothy and
It just tells, like, I don't know, just Beauty and the Beast is such a beautiful movie. Lilo and Stitch, though. So, Lilo and Stitch has a lot... These last three movies on my list have such a close, like, personal thing with me. You saw it. I have a Lilo and Stitch. Lilo and Stitch Funko Pops.
Yes, I did see those.
Lilo reminds me a lot of my sister. Mm-hmm. She kind of looks like me a little bit.
So you have a mom looks like Edna and a sister looks like Lilo. Isn't that great?
Yeah, my family's really very, like, Disney. Really, whether they want to or not, they're very Disney involved. The day I got the pop, I was like, my sister, I was like, this is you. And she's like, oh my god.
Fuck off.
Well, she kind of agrees with you too.
Oh, so. Okay.
Yeah, both my mom and my sister and on who they are. But every time I'm in the car with my brother, which is his second favorite movie. I actually don't know. It switches between Little Mermaid and Lilo and Stitch. But this movie, whenever I'm in the car with my brother, it's at least one song from Lilo and Stitch is played in the car. And we will just jam out to it. The story is really cool because it's about not a mom and a daughter, but the original movie of a sister, like, relationship. Frozen was not the first one.
And it's not the best one.
It's not the best one. It's Lilo and Stitch. Because you have Lilo and... Is her name Leilani or Kehlani? It's Leilani, right?
Wasn't it, like, Nani?
Oh, it was Nani.
I was like...
Oh, fuck.
Come on, this is like a three.
I know. But, you know, it's not my one.
Let me fact check this real quick.
Yeah, I think it's Nani, actually.
Go ahead. Keep explaining. I'm just gonna...
Nani. Stitch is such a cool character, too. Stitch is, like, my friend, I'm not gonna say his name. I'm gonna say his PSN Shadow. He does a perfect Stitch impression.
That's great.
And he also is just a little Stitch, too. Stitch and Lilo and Stitch is such a big part of my life for some reason. The story, to me, is such a great story. The characters are amazing. They're so different, but they all mesh well together.
I did like David.
David's so cool. Such an underrated character, too, in my opinion.
Like, he did so much for Nani.
He was basically the dad figure for Lilo.
And that's kind of what she needed.
Yeah. And it was so good that it had three movies and a TV series.
Okay, I can't tell if that's being good or milking it. It's a mixture of the two.
I'll give you that.
It's like Star Wars.
I'm trying to see. I just saw this right now. I don't know how well it's going to do. A live-action Lilo and Stitch?
No.
Really?
No. They're going to find a way to get, like, Tim Burton to direct this bitch. And Stitch is going to look horrifying. And everything's going to look horrifying, and I'm just going to cry.
Which is really funny, because...
Tim Burton's directing Dumbo.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how I feel about that. I think that's a different topic we can kind of get on.
Yeah, this directing... I think a good podcast would be, like, directors. Like
directors and, yeah. Like, yeah, the movies. Number two.
This is probably a movie you haven't heard of for a long time.
Go for it.
Chicken Little.
Why is Chicken Little even on your list?
I'll tell you why. I'll explain it, trust me.
Lion King.
Okay. So, I'll let you explain Lion King first, because it has already been explained a little bit.
It wasn't touched on correctly, because Mike's a dumb bitch
who
low ranks it and has Parasite, but it's number fucking one. Lion King is such... It's probably the most iconic Disney movie. When you look at it. You can debate Frozen, because Frozen was so fucking huge. But before that...
It still is, too.
Exactly. But before that, everyone was talking Lion King. It was all Lion King this, Lion King that, Mufasa this, Simba that, Nala this, Sarabe! It was everything, and, like, there's so many good characters. You love Mufasa, and the fucking death scene's one of the most saddest in history. Debate me on that. I'll fucking...
It's in the World of Color show, isn't it?
Is it? I haven't seen the new World of Color, because you know they revamped
it. It's part of it.
I haven't seen the World of Color.
I think it's part of it. I heard it was part of it. Or it's some kind of show.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
You love Mufasa, you love Simba, the animation in this is great. You love the fucking hyenas, and Scar is one of the best Disney villains. He kind of dies off in the second act, but in the first one, he's a motherfucker, dude. And then you have probably my favorite Disney villain song, which is Be Prepared.
I never heard it.
What? Justin, you ain't living. You ain't living, my guy. Be Prepared is such a good song, and it shows how, like, how far Scar is willing to go. Mm-hmm. Even though Scar is a little bit dumb, because when he kills Mufasa, Simba's there. Tells Simba to run, and then tries to get the heinous comb when he could have just killed Simba himself and really not have dealt with anything. But, hey, Scar. Disney gone Disney. And, Simba... Simba. Pumbaa and Timon are great. You're gonna be loving them. Simba's so fucking good. And then when he grows up... I like Hakuna Matata, too. Because it kind of just... As much as it was kind of to advance how Simba gets old...
Yeah.
It was really, like, good, well-animated... Well... Animated.
And yes. You might hate to hear this, but it is the most iconic song out of the whole thing. Except the beginning. Yeah. Except the beginning
Circle
song,
of Life.
Which, this is actually a really fun fact. The official lyrics for Circle of Life, I believe, have not been released.
I wouldn't doubt it. Part of me wouldn't doubt it.
Because there's
like
so
the
many...
actual lyrics in themselves? Because she does start singing at a certain point.
Yeah.
Like an actual song.
But the reason... that everyone is so confused is the beginning part where they speak, I don't want to say African, but I feel like it's the language.
The language that they speak.
Yeah, the language, the foreign language that they speak. No one knows how to pronounce it correctly. I feel like
everyone will fucking fuck it up at some point.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I just fucked it up right now.
You might have, honestly.
But, Lion King is just such a fun time. You just have such a good time watching this. Something you can watch over and over and over again, and you won't really get tired of it.
Yeah.
And I will suggest you finish this movie through, and I think it will crack your top 10.
How about you watch it with me and force me to watch it?
I'll sit you down and strap you to a chair and be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Call me in like an hour and a half.
You might have to do that.
Probably, but it's such a good fucking movie. And like, you just... Mufasa Destiny might make you cry. Made me weep like a bitch. I think it made a lot of people weep like a bitch.
I've only cried in certain Disney movies. I haven't cried that many.
I haven't cried that many either. I think the most recent one I cried in was definitely Coco.
It was, yeah, from Coco's.
But, this was the first, actually, Disney movie that ever made me cry.
Was it really?
Was The Lion King. Mm. Was the motherfucking Lion King. And then the second one after that, surprisingly, was Lilo and Stitch.
When Stitch dies?
Not when Stitch dies. I think it was when Lilo gets taken away.
Okay.
And then Stitch does Ohana and it's like, oh, I'm a bitch. But back on topic with Lion King, it's just such a good fucking movie. Like, there's just no way around it. It's just very iconic.
I'm surprised it's not bigger at Disneyland.
So am I. I'm really genuinely surprised it's not bigger at Disneyland either.
There's a lot of movies that are at Disneyland and California Adventure that I'm surprised they're there. A Bug's Life, to me, isn't the most iconic or one of the more iconic movies. But, okay, look... you're only one of the rare people that...
like Bugs Bunny, yeah, I know. Yeah. Don't remind me. So. But personally, I'd rather have a Toy Story ride.
Which we did get.
We didn't.
Oh, no, we didn't.
No, that's Florida. We're getting a Marvel. They're taking out Bugs Bunny for, like, a Marvel theme.
I'll take it.
I guess.
Do you want fucking ants everywhere, or do you want, like, the Marvel?
I want fucking everywhere. Toy Story.
We got Midway Mania.
No, it's not enough.
All right.
Explain your fucking Chicken Little
book. Okay, so, Chicken Little, you're gonna hate this, but before my number one came out, Chicken Little was my number one.
Why? You're just in such a...
I related to this movie so much, because when I was younger, I was always the shortest kid in my class. But...
Does that suck?
Yeah, but... I was always the most, like, I was always the one that kind of came out on top with everything.
Okay.
I also had a faux hawk.
Fuck, man. If I want to be real, Chicken Little, to me, is one of those movies that is so bad, it's good.
I just love this little kid. My favorite was the Rotten Litter. And Fish Out of Water. Look, this movie was so good, I actually bought the video game when it came out.
The video game was fun.
And I beat it.
The video game was fun.
I beat it, which was surprising to me. Although the fucking alien scene pissed me the fuck off because I did not beat it.
The video game was fun, but like, to me, it's just one of the movies that is so bad, it's good. Like...
The baseball scene was so iconic to me. There wasn't many songs to this movie, if any.
There was the one in the... the beginning.
Yeah, but
it was a vision, a confusion, to compound. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. But I just...
That's the iconic one, I guess, from it. And yeah. It's even iconic.
But it's not even that iconic. It's the win. Oh, my God. They're just... That movie brings back so many good memories of just sitting down and watching it. It's just... I love it so much.
Actually, the best memory I have of this is probably the video game.
Yeah.
That's the best memory I have of this movie. I didn't enjoy it as a kid.
My parents actually probably forgot that I didn't even remember this movie.
Yeah,
I love it so... I actually want to get it again. I want to watch it. It's so good.
What's it called? Fuck it. We have very differing opinions on number two.
Yeah. But we're now going to have very different opinions on number one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are we going to have very different opinions or we're not?
We probably are.
Okay.
You're actually going to hate mine strongly. I want to hear yours first.
All right.
And I think, wait, can I guess what it is?
I want to say it.
No, I
want to say it.
I want to guess we can say it.
My number one. Cracking my number one.
Oh, you're not going to let me guess, are you?
Aladdin.
Oh. I was actually not going to say... Okay, I thought it was Night Before Christmas.
No. Aladdin is my number one.
Okay.
What do you think I fucking yelled at Mikey?
Intensely. Let me let you explain this first, and then we'll get to mine, and then you can yell at me.
I probably will. I'll probably flame the fuck out of you. Aladdin. Let me tell you about this movie, man. This is another one I grew up on because of my sister, but not Vivian, Alyssa. Love you guys both to death. Both of you guys' favorite movies made my top 10. Because of you assholes.
One of yours is better, though.
Yeah, sorry, Vivian. Actually, believe it or not, I actually hear something pretty... No, actually, both their favorite movies is Peter Pan.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But reason why she loves Aladdin so much is because the genie.
You can't not love the genie.
And that's the thing. But we called my brother the Big Blue Lug. We called him the genie. So, like, and she loves my brother. We all love her brother. We don't get to see him that often. And
You know who the genie reminds me of? My dad when he's been drinking.
He just reminds me of my brother. but I can go on about the genie all day, but the genie is clearly the show stealer in this movie. But there's also so many good characters.
Yeah.
The Sultan is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
The Sultan's hilarious. Jafar is such a good villain. He's not my favorite Disney villain. I can tell you my favorite Disney villain, but his movie didn't even crack the top 10. Believe it or not. But, I'll talk about that after.
Right.
And then Aladdin's probably... It's a toss-up between the three. It's Prince Eric, Aladdin, or Flynn Rider are, like, my toss-up for the three favorite princes.
Okay.
So, like, it's so hard to call for, like, this character's...
Abu is my favorite animal in Disney.
Yeah. I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Like, side animal, because Chicken Little, I love to death. He's my favorite main character, like, ever, blah, blah, blah. Well, main character, yeah, I guess.
And, like, Jasmine was so good, and then, like, all the songs in this fucking movie are just great. One Jump, A Whole New World, Friend Like Me, Prince Ali, like, all of them are so good. You even have the little moment where Jafar is singing Prince Ali, but instead he's kind of just shitting on Aladdin, and for, like, the 1 minute that it is, it's still good.
Have you seen the video of a guy actually using Prince Ali for his voice audition?
That's great.
Yeah, I think it was in Germany or something like that.
He used
Prince Ali as it was good.
And then another reason why I love this movie so much also touches back to Disney parks. There was a show, and it was the Aladdin show. And it was in the Hyperion Theater, where the Frozen thing is now. Fuck you, Frozen! And it was so good. And it was basically just retold Aladdin, but with, like a play. And, like, it was just, oh, fuck, it was so good. And then, oh, Aladdin's so fucking good. Ugh! I just nutted. But, yeah, easily, Genie is by far one of my favorite characters in the movie.
He is very good.
So charismatic, and he jumps out at you. And Robin Williams is such a fucking amazing movie. Will Smith, you better step your shit up for this live action one, or I'm beating the fuck out of you.
Yeah, obviously you guys can tell by that. James is a little worrisome about Will Smith playing Genie. He actually hates Will Smith playing Genie.
I'm not a big Will Smith fan.
You are gonna have snipers playing at you.
I'm sorry.
Tomorrow morning.
I'm not a big Will Smith fan. I can't. Fuck you, you're not really the DiCaprio friend, faggot. I still called it again, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it slips, and I apologize. I swear, I'm not a homophobe. Sorry, Justin. I didn't really not mean that.
You're good.
But, Aladdin's my top. Because I grew up on it so hard. I went to Disney parks a lot as a kid, and I saw that show so many times and laughed my ass off. Genie reminds me of my brother, who I only see every so often. And it's such a good story, and it's so well animated, and all the songs in there are so fucking good. It's just, overall, the best Disney experience. Alright, lay it on me, Justin.
Oh, no. After hearing what you just said, I, like, feel so bad for this pick. But it's fine. It is my all-time favorite Disney movie when it's a modern Disney movie.
Okay.
When it came out and when I watched it, I wasn't able to watch this movie until 4 months after it came on DVD.
Okay.
My number one favorite Disney movie is...
You want me to guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Actually, you get two guesses. I'll give you two guesses. I've actually said it before.
I'm trying to think. Hold on. Give me a cool couple seconds.
Okay.
Son of a bitch. What?
I've said this before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't remember.
I have.
What's a Disney song Disney movie you haven't named on this list that I can't think of? Tarzan?
Nope. That's your first guess. You get one more guess.
I don't think Peter Pan's on your list, huh?
No, it's not.
It's not Peter Pan? Well, fuck me. Alright, there's what you guys.
I said modern Disney.
You did say modern Disney. Why am I dumb?
It's Wreck-It Ralph. Okay. Wreck-It Ralph is my all-time favorite Disney movie. The minute I watched it, I literally told my mom, this is my favorite movie by Disney ever.
Okay.
Are you okay with this pick?
No. I'm not.
You're not freaking out, though. Hey, it's better than Parent Trap.
Anything's better than the fucking Parent Trap.
Okay. So, I am a nerd at heart. I pride myself in being a geek, a nerd, all of the above, whatever you want to call it. A weeb, a weeaboo, whatever.
I think that's more like anime.
Whatever.
Weeaboo is like more anime kind of related.
I do watch anime, but nerd in general. Disney was able to take years of gaming and put it together into one movie that was just, it was so good for me. The main thing I love about this movie is that each game that they all represent, I want to play. And they don't even exist. I want to play Heroes Duty. I want to play, I don't remember what Vanellope von Schlitz's game was, but I think it's Sugar Rush. Yeah, I wish I could rush. And I want to play...
Candy Crush?
Fuck. And I want to play Wreck-It Ralph. Oh my god. I love this movie so much, I can't explain it. Okay. Vanellope von Schweetz is my favorite... Is one of my favorite characters ever. In general. She's a kid that doesn't care what anyone thinks, and she just rolls the punches, and I kind of like me, but not really, but kinda, and I just love it. Ralph is such, like, he's one of those guys that I really like, who's, like, big guys, but they're, like, anything, like, they're really intimidating, but they're really sweet on the inside and on the outside. It's, I don't know. This whole movie was such a great representation of the good guy always comes last. But this movie turned it around, and I love this movie so much. The story to me is just so good. He just wants to be a good guy, but he's just and a hero, but he eventually realizes that he's bad, and that's good. It hits me in my heart, man. There's good comedy in it, too. I'm not gonna lie. You can't lie. Come on, Jim.
The trailer for the second one made me laugh.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm actually really excited for Ralph 2. It does seem funny. My favorite is the bunny scene.
That's everyone's favorite.
That's everyone's favorite, but yeah. I love Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph
gets the pancake. Implodes.
No, but Wreck-It Ralph will probably be my all-time favorite Disney movie for a while.
I'm not gonna say anything.
Actually, you know what? Go ahead. I'll let you.
I don't think it's that good.
Okay.
I didn't like the characters that much. I did not like Penelope.
See, I'm not like you, and I don't get mad.
I'm sorry. I grew up on all this.
I know.
As did you, so I can't really... I'm just more passionate.
Yeah, I know.
But it's just like... I did not like Penelope. I didn't like Ralph. I did like the whole video game thing, though. I did like that concept.
I think it's a good concept.
That was a really good concept. That was really cool. Excuse me.
You're good.
But, I wasn't just a fan of this movie. Like, I've seen it once, and, like, it's not a movie I'd watch again.
I don't know if I'd watch this movie every day if I could.
I don't do that with Toy Story. But,
Toy Story 2 I watch every day.
Or maybe Aladdin. I can probably do a good...
Well, Aladdin's like a once a week thing for me. I'm so good. Did Aladdin even make my list? Yeah, it did. It made 5.
Should have been 1. But, like, I just wasn't a fan of Wreck-It Ralph. And I don't think I ever could be. I'm gonna watch 2, maybe.
I can see where you're coming from, because Wreck-It Ralph is such, like, I personally think it's a forgettable movie to other people.
That's what it was, honestly. It was just kind of forgettable. It's kind of like, it seems like a throwaway. Like that card you have in Cards Against Humanity that isn't good, and you're just like, fuck it, I'm just put it down so I can see if I can draw a new one.
But sometimes you might win with that card, and it did for me.
It may win for some people, and yeah. You think, like a Nazi joke is the funniest thing in the world, I'm sure. But, I don't know what I'll say. I think this is one thing we could get into a little bit and riff on. Movies that you wanted to add in your top 10, but just didn't make the cut.
So, honorable mentions?
Yeah.
Do I even have any? You know what's really hard was that I was making this list and I was like, it's really hard to differentiate what is Pixar and what is Disney.
I know that, like, the back of my hand.
To me, it was kind of hard. I did have to look it up a little bit.
I know, like, the back of my hand. My religion's Disney.
What movies did not crack my top 10?
I can riff off a few.
Go ahead.
Hunchback and Notre Dame. Okay. Who has my all-time favorite Disney villain? In Frollo.
That wasn't in your top 10? Wow, okay.
Yeah, surprisingly, my favorite Disney villain is not in my top 10. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Who Framed Roger Rabbit is an honorable mention.
There's a great story to this with me and James.
I took him on that ride for the first time, and he didn't know what the fuck it was about, and it was the greatest thing ever, and he just spinning the entire thing, like, what the fuck's going on? Like, it was, like, one big, like, acid trip for him.
No, the acid trip was Winnie the Pooh for me.
Had you not been on Winnie the Pooh prior?
No.
Oh, fuck, I took him on Winnie the Pooh, and prior, yeah. That was acid trip to him, too. The Heffalump part, yeah. Actually,
the Heffalump part was so fucked up.
Winnie the Pooh is an honorable mention.
Winnie the Pooh is an honorable mention for me, too. I grew up in Winnie the Pooh.
Alice in Wonderland is probably an honorable mention.
It wasn't for me, but I do appreciate the movie. I appreciate its artistry. Nightmare Before Christmas for me is actually an honorable mention.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised it wasn't on your list.
I'm surprised it wasn't either. If you wanted to be honest. Really,
because I honestly thought... I thought it was your number one, to be honest.
Aladdin. Flex. The Emperor's New Groove.
That's actually a really good show and movie.
The Emperor's New Groove is an honorable mention.
You know what is really funny is that both of our lists didn't have live-action movies.
Thank God.
And it didn't have the Disney mascot, Mickey. And I'm going to say this. Most Mickey movies don't cut it for me.
Same.
He's more of, like, he does well with shows.
Or at the parks,
yeah.
Honorable mention. A Goofy movie.
Oh my god! How is that not on your list? You talk about it every day!
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I was making it, and I was like, a lot of these I put over it, and I'm like, fuck, this is why I consider it underrated, because, like, it gets overlooked. And it was even overlooked on my own list, and I was overlooking it while talking about how it's overlooked.
Now, Goofy movie 1 or 2?
1.
Okay. How do you think about 2?
I like 2. Also, very overlooked.
I like 2 better a little bit. Just a little bit.
I'm gonna choke you out.
I said just a little bit.
I'm still gonna choke you out.
I like the whole X Games thing.
Oh, he's drawing the gammas.
Yeah. I did mention to James that a Funko Pop for Powerline's coming out.
Yes.
Which is why I thought he would put Goofy Movie on his list, but you know, that's cool.
Zootopia is an honorable mention. Moana is an honorable mention.
Moana is just, my mom, that's my mom's favorite movie, is Moana.
101 Dalmatians is an honorable mention.
That one, I did watch. It's not my favorite. Lady and the Tramp was an honorable mention for me.
No. Honorable mention, like number 12 for me.
I did watch Fox and the Hound.
Really good.
Fox and the Hound, but it's, I don't know. There's better movies to me.
Oh, my bad. I dropped something.
You're good.
Honorable mention, Big Hero 6.
That is a very overlooked movie.
Very. Very fucking overlooked
movie. I watched it once.
It was good. Yeah. Really good. Good. And the new world coming to Kingdom Hearts, baby!
Oh, is it really?
Yes, it is.
You know, I don't want to get into Kingdom Hearts.
Do it! No. Just do it.
I need you to help me with that.
I will. Nugget, my boy Angle, to help you out with that as well.
Alright. Well, guys, we've had 2 straight weeks of Disney everything.
And I couldn't be happier.
We could do a third and talk about the Pixar theory.
Or live-action Disney.
Or live-action Disney. We could do a whole thing about Disney. And other just multiple talks about Disney. Even...
But I will say this. If we all get a chance to watch Deadpool 2 over the weekend,
yes,
or the course of this week, we will probably talk some Deadpool 2.
So, Deadpool 2 is coming out. We have to probably listen to this. So this is the 17th?
It's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or tonight for some people.
Yeah. Deadpool will be out on May 18th, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow, at this moment of the recording.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So am I.
I probably won't watch it till the week after.
I'm probably gonna hopefully see it this weekend.
But yeah. So, we'll have a Deadpool review whenever we finish watching it.
Yeah, when all of us see it.
Or a good portion of us watch it.
Yeah, because Ileana never shows up.
Oscar also might have to... Or Mikey, too. I don't know.
I feel like we're all going to see it.
We're all busy. Next week, we have a thing.
Fuck, yeah, it's going to be harder to actually do next week.
Next week's going to be a little weird. We may not be able to put up a podcast because...
We're going to put up a podcast. It's going to be recorded on Tuesday and put up on Thursday.
Hopefully.
We pray. If not, then we might not have a podcast.
But that does give us more time to gather ideas. And
yeah, gather an idea for a topic.
We did have a 2-hour podcast, so that is kind of...
Yeah, we should go back and listen to the Pixar.
Yeah, we'll give you guys a break if you guys want. But,
yeah.
And if we have to, take one. But we want to thank you guys for listening to Week 2 of Disney. Maybe Week 3 eventually.
Pixar theory or
if not, I'm down for just me and James to do one. If the other rest of them don't want to do a podcast on it, I'm down for James to do a
what are we doing?
A pop up podcast, like a random podcast on the Pixar theory.
But Jesus, that's gonna be a long ass motherfucker.
But just me and you, it's not bad. So
yeah, that's not bad. It's not gonna take us long.
If we want, if I don't know, let us know.
Yeah, definitely let us know.
Yeah,
and apologize. Not everyone was. It's 2-man group today.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, you know.
I understand. Busy though.
Yeah, it's been busy. It's the end of the school year, so we're all trying to get stuff done.
I'm trying to graduate.
Yeah, I am trying to just get through this year and get ready for summer. But
get ready for senior year.
We will see you guys hopefully next week.
Hopefully, Thursday, and you'll be hearing us on Tuesday.
We do want to do podcasts. We did want to discuss a podcast on what, music.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing one on music, so if you guys are actually interested in that, shoot us a music question.
Anime eventually gonna come up too.
When I decide to watch an anime, that's not Dragon Ball.
Wrestling,
that's me and you.
But that's just me and you, yeah.
I think that's the pop-up
podcast. And your friend Yoshi, but that's probably another
pop-up. I think he'd be interested to bring him in as a guest for a wrestling one. I think definitely he'd be interested in that. Yoshi, if you're listening, I know you will be. Good. Shoot us a topic and we'll debate that.
We're kind of just bantering now. We probably should end this.
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. Holy whistle next week. Until next time, it's been the PCU Podcast. I've been Justin.
This is James.
And that's all that's
Mike.
Left. That's all that's left. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.